What shall we say to our graduates at this time of year? That their lives out in this world will be without pain or shame. We trust that the Holy Spirit, through His gospel word, has made all of our graduates Christians. In fact, that He has made all of our students Christians who trust in Jesus as their Savior from sin, and that the Holy Spirit has worked in their hearts the love and devotion to the Lord that leads them, out of love for the Lord, to do those things that please Him, to think the thoughts that please Him, to say the words that please Him. But now, what about our graduates? What shall we say? Well, let's think of what Jesus said to His students, whom He had personally taught for over 3 years. He promised them a glorious future. Listen to His words. He says, "You who have followed Me will also sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." He said, "You shall receive in this life 100-fold, and in the world to come you will inherit eternal life." At the conclusion of one of His parables, Jesus said, "The righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Imagine that, shining like the sun in God's kingdom. What a glorious future. Who could promise you anything more than this? And we need such assurances of future bliss and glory, because the narrow way to such glory will involve, in the short term, much grief and pain and sorrow, even as the glories of Jesus the Messiah came only after the pain and shame of the cross. We take the prophet Jeremiah, of course, as our example. When God called him to be His prophet, He assured him more than once, "I am with you to deliver you." He said, "I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." He said, "Behold, the days are coming that I will perform that good thing which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah." So glory beyond your hopes and dreams will be the inheritance of all of you who believe and trust in Jesus and follow Him. But the way to that glory will not be without disappointments. Jeremiah knew that he had a glorious future, but God gave him an assignment that involved much pain and sorrow. Jeremiah loved his people. He called on them to repent of their sins. Why did he do this? He did this so that they would repent of their sins and escape the wrath of God and the punishment that they deserved. Certainly he did that out of love for them. He spoke to God Himself in these words. He says, "Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them." Jeremiah knew that the words he spoke to the people were good words, words that were given to him by God Himself for a good purpose, to bring them to repentance so that they would not have to face the wrath and judgment of their God. If only they would listen to Him. What a good thing that would be. Then God would not have to punish them. He would not have to destroy them because of their disobedience. Listen to Jeremiah's words once more. He says, "Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them." But what was the result? Jeremiah asks, shall evil be repaid for good? And that's exactly what happened. Evil was repaid for good. He kept on saying to them, repent now, every one of you, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. Their response, that is hopeless, they said. We will walk according to our own plans, and we will, everyone, obey the dictates of his evil heart. They turned against their God, and they did not even hide their hatred of God. And of course, they could not harm God, so they took it out on God's messenger, Jeremiah the prophet. This is what they said, as is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 18. They said, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. So Jeremiah pleaded with God, and he said, give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. So what shall we say to you, graduates, at this time of the year? Shall we say that your lives in this world from this time on will be filled with glory? Will your life on this earth be without pain or shame? Well, since you believe in Jesus and want to follow him, we can guarantee you that the greatest glory imaginable is awaiting you, shining like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. Hundredfold blessings in this life, and beyond this life, eternal life. And these blessings and these promises are as sure as the fact that Jesus came into the world to die for your sins and rise again and ascend to heaven and sit at the right hand of God, and who will come back again to take you to himself to live with him in bliss and glory. That is a guarantee. And it is also a guarantee that the way to that glory will be similar to that of Jesus, cross before crown, similar to that of Jeremiah, similar to that of all Christians from the beginning of time until now. For it is written, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So speak good words to everyone around you. Speak words that will be for the eternal benefit of those who hear you. But do not be surprised if your good words will lead to evil on their part against you. You too will be attacked with the tongue, as was Jeremiah. But do not be afraid. God will deliver you, and you will indeed shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. We sing hymn 463, stanzas 4, 5, and 6.